For over 1700 years, the popes have been celebrating Mass at the Church of Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill in Rome. It's a really beautiful spot. It's one of the seven ancient hills of Rome, the Aventine Hill. It's a beautiful spot overlooking the city. And there's an ancient basilica church there called Santa Sabina. So at least from the end of the 300s to the 400s, the popes have always celebrated Ash Wednesday Mass for the beginning of Lent there at Santa Sabina, which is now the Dominican Generalate, the headquarters for the Dominicans in the world. But Pope Francis didn't do that today. I don't know if you were able to see it on TV. Perhaps you were working. But if you weren't working, if you were at home, perhaps you saw on TV that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, had Mass today, not at Santa Sabina like he usually does, but he had Mass at St. Peter's Basilica. And the reason why was because there were so many people that that little church of Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill wouldn't hold everybody. So he had it at St. Peter's. And part of the reason why there were so many people is there were over 700 priests at St. Peter's today in Rome that the Pope sent forth and commissioned as special missionaries of mercy. The Pope said that during this beautiful year of mercy, that on Ash Wednesday, at the beginning of Lent, he was going to commission priests who would be missionaries of the Pope's mercy to the four corners of the globe, to the seven continents on earth. Well, maybe not Antarctica, but to the six continents, the Pope was sending out these priests to be missionaries of mercy. And he designated 1,142 missionaries of mercy. And at St. Peter's Basilica today, if you saw it on television, there were over 700 of these great priests who now, within a few days, will be leaving for the four corners of the earth to be the Pope's missionaries of mercy. And the things that the priests are supposed to do, they're supposed to preach about God's unconditional love and mercy, and the Pope gave them some special powers today. We would call it in church law a faculty. He gave them special powers to forgive special sins that only the Holy Father can forgive. There are certain sins that are so grievous in nature, they hurt the whole body of Christ so much that only the Pope can forgive you. They can be forgiven, but again, they're so serious that only the Pope can do that. Now, we don't need to get into what all of those sins are, because for most of them, only priests can do them and commit these sins. They're so bad. Only the Pope can forgive you. So what the Pope is saying is he's sending out these missionaries of mercy, these priests who will be missionaries of mercy, so that during this year of mercy, if you've committed any of these very, very serious sins, you just get to go to one of these priests as a missionary of mercy instead of writing the Holy Father. And we're very fortunate to have one of these priests in our backyard up in St. Paul. At Mass this morning, the rector of the Cathedral of St. Paul, Minneapolis, Father John Ubel, was there among these 700 priests. So less than an hour and a half away in St. Paul is going to be, when he flies home within the next few days, will be one of these missionaries of mercy. And one of the neat things about the Cathedral in St. Paul is that Father Ubel hears confessions every day. Every single day, not just on the weekends. Every day, he's in the confessional, hearing confessions. And so he can be that special missionary of mercy, that icon of mercy that the Pope talked about. Last night, the Pope met with all of the priests in a special meeting with them. And he says, you're to cover the sinner with a blanket of mercy. It was a really beautiful heart-to-heart talk from the grandfather, Pope Francis, to the priest. He says, you're to cover the faithful in a blanket of God's mercy. as a missionary of mercy. So it's well worth going back to take a look at this Mass today. And one of the things that I discovered, probably you saw too, is that the Pope asked to have a special friend come to this Mass today. Did you get to see who that special friend was? He called up his friends, the Capuchin fathers down in San Giovanni Rotondo, which is south of Rome, and he called up the Capuchin fathers and he said, I need you to bring somebody for Mass today. You know who the Pope wanted them to bring? The body of Saint Padre Pio. And so when you look at the Mass today, lying right in front of the tomb of St. Peter, who's buried underneath the high altar, is this beautiful glass casket of the Capuchin father, St. Padre Pio, who spent hours upon hours in the confessional, reading people's souls and forgiving their sins. So all 700 of the priests, more than 700 priests, had to walk by and venerate the body of St. Padre Pio, this awesome confessor. And he died in most of our lifetimes. He only died back in 1968. So he's one of our recent saints, a great missionary of mercy that Padre Pio is. And as I was thinking about all of this, I was thinking about, boy, I wish I could be a missionary of mercy. There was a great desire in my heart, a burning desire to be a missionary of mercy. And then the Holy Spirit said, but you can be a missionary of mercy. Maybe not like these 1,142 priests, but you can be a missionary of mercy. And then the Holy Spirit said to me, I'm calling everybody to be a missionary of mercy. So what I'd like to propose tonight on this Ash Wednesday, the first day of Lent, is a little radical, so I'm sure that you can write the bishop tomorrow. But I would like to commission all of you tonight to be missionaries of mercy. All of us, all of you, to be a missionary of mercy. Now, if you agree to that, what does that mean? Well, just like the priests who were commissioned today by the Pope to be missionaries of mercy, to go out and preach mercy, we have to do the same. We have to tell people about how awesome, glorious God's forgiveness is to us. And even more than that, to invite one person to experience the awesome, glorious mercy of God in confession. So if you're willing to accept the commission to be a missionary of mercy, that's the first characteristic, is that you have to invite somebody to come to confession and to say, hey, we're having a communal penance service at St. Felix tonight on this Sunday or this Wednesday. Why don't you come with me? Because God forgives all of your sins in this sacrament. So if you want to be a missionary of mercy, we got to invite one person. Think about one person, a neighbor, somebody in your family perhaps, a brother or a sister, a grandparent, a mother or father, an aunt or an uncle, somebody in your family, somebody at work that you would like to invite to confession. But then I thought, well, it goes further than that. And if you've read the newspaper article, they did a really stunning newspaper article about Father Ubel, the rector of the Cathedral of St. Paul. At the end of the article, he told the reporter, he said, the mercy of God is a two-way street. He said, we have to be receptive to mercy and give mercy. That's really good, isn't it? We've been talking a lot about, for ourselves, receiving God's mercy, being open to that. That's the first step. But then, if we're going to be a missionary of mercy, then we have to be merciful. And that when somebody comes to us and says, will you please forgive me? That we readily, joyfully, quickly say, I forgive you. It's forgiven and forgotten. That's what a missionary of mercy does. Because the missionaries of mercy have the power to forgive even the most difficult sins that they are to forgive. So if we want to be missionaries of mercy, then we have to forgive that person that is difficult to forgive. So I've been thinking in my own life, who is it in my family? Who is it at work? Who is it at school? Who is it in my neighborhood? Who's really hurt me? It's been extremely painful. They've hurt me by what they did. They have hurt me by what they said. And I am so angry and resentful. But Jesus says, will you be a missionary of mercy this Lent? And really, from your heart, forgive and forget what they've done? What they've done, Jesus says, may be sinful, may be terrible, may be rotten. But can you forgive them like I forgive you? That's what it means to be a missionary of mercy. Not only to receive that mercy, as Father Ubel says, but to give that mercy to others. You know what the theme is for this year of mercy? We haven't talked about it yet. The theme for the year of mercy is merciful like the Father. Merciful like the Father. Today we take it a step deeper. Today we take it a step deeper, and Jesus is calling us in our state of life to be missionaries of mercy, to be forgiving and merciful like our Heavenly Father is.